You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare. Last month, on the first ever Adjunct Faculty Walkout Day, university instructors across the U.S. and Canada protested their job conditions, and that's why they were walked out for the faculty. Now, being a part-time professor, adjunct faculty advocates say, means little job security and low pay. But according to the publication Inside Higher Ed, part-time instructors now make up the majority of college faculty.
Mandy McGrew is a part-time instructor of American Studies at Kennesaw State University, and last week she wrote an article which appeared in Creative Loafing, and it was entitled, Why Are Adjuncts Treated Like Junk? And she's here in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good to have you.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you for having me.
What does it mean, first of all? I think a lot of people might have an idea of what an adjunct faculty member is, but what is it in actual terms?
In actual terms, we are part-time, so we can teach a limited number of classes. We're not tenure-tracked positions. We're contracted per semester. But we teach all sorts of classes all across the university in every department.
Yeah. Now, initially, I think it was kind of, in addition to being a cost-saving move for colleges and universities, the idea of adjuncts was we could attract people who might not be able to be full-time faculty, but who might have valuable experience. So isn't that part of what you might call the cohort of adjunct professors?
That is part of the cohort of adjunct professors. There's a lot of diversity amongst adjunct professors, though. So you have that whole group of people who maybe are new PhDs or who want to get their PhD, and they're doing part-time teaching to build their resume. But then we also have a lot of retired public school teachers, retired professors who are also teaching part-time, and a lot of retired or current business people who are teaching part-time who are bringing real business experience into the classroom as well.
And so when you talk about teaching part-time, but they're probably doing a lot of work more of that of a full-time educator.
Absolutely. There are full-time educators teaching part-time, full-time business people teaching part-time, all sorts.
Last year, the University Board of Regents limited the number of hours part-time faculty can work each week. But I imagine that might have had an effect on you and some of your colleagues. What did you all talk about that limitations put on you all?
Well, when the limitation went, I think before it was that we could teach three classes per semester and be considered part-time. And then after that, it came to two classes per semester. So people who'd been adjuncting for a while, part-time teaching for a while, lost a course per semester.
And your pay structure is based on per course, per credit hour?
Yes, per course, per credit hour. So when you lose a course, you lose pay.
And in the article that appeared in Creative Loafing, you said adjuncts are treated like junk, or that was the headline anyway. Okay,
yes.
That you're looking at, you're like, okay.
That was the headline they gave
they
the article.
They gave it, okay. But you are saying that there are some real serious inequities in how you and your colleagues are treated as opposed to full-time or tenure-track faculty. What are the principal ones that you think are causing problems, not just for the teachers, but for the students?
Well, for the students, I would say one of the difficulties that us part-timers have is a lack of office space is a very frequent complaint. Most of us have offices on campus, but we usually share them with quite a few other part-timers. So finding a space to meet with students in private is often difficult. So that's one way that it impacts students. We have to figure out when we're going to meet with them around our class time and where. But also, we don't always know when we're going to be teaching or what classes we're going to be teaching. So you have to be flexible and planning and be ready to go at a moment's notice.
But certainly colleges are facing a lot of pressure from students, parents, everything else to keep costs down because the costs to the students are skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So then the question comes up, you know, they're looking every way they can. So if you have someone who's only there part-time, shared office space and some of the other things that folks complaining about might just be a necessary consequence of keeping the cost down. How would you respond to that?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, there's over 1,000 part-time faculty at Kennesaw State University. We can't each have our own private office. That is understandable. Things like that, we understand. We'll work with it.
So what's the core of the complaint, really?
The core of the complaint is is really that we don't always feel like we're treated as we should be. Sometimes feel left out of our department goings on or the university. Not so much at Kennesaw State, but this is what I've heard from other part-timers in other universities. The core of the complaint I really feel is this lack of feeling valued and that the students are not getting a good education from part-timers, and that's just not true. Part-timers are absolutely qualified to teach the courses that they're teaching.
What's the response been since this article appeared in Creative Loafing? Have you got a lot of feedback, negative feedback?
I've honestly avoided the feedback.
Really?
Just to protect my own psyche.
Well, then do you hope this then opens doors or the dialogue between, if you say things are great at Kennesaw State, but are you hoping this will then shed light on the plight of the adjunct faculty to maybe start a dialogue, a national dialogue, to take some serious, you know, considerations here for you and your colleagues?
Absolutely. I want people to be aware of the number of part-time faculty. Like you said, the majority of faculty are part-time faculty, and I don't think that our students even realize which of their professors are full-time faculty versus part-time faculty, which is saying a lot for the part-timers, right? So just knowing we are there, we're doing our jobs, and we deserve to be valued for that.
Could union representation help at all in this? In your opinion?
In my opinion, maybe. I don't know in this state that there would be a lot of part-timers interested in that, but I really don't know.
Real quickly, just to disclose here, you mentioned that you're talking really in broader terms. It isn't just Kennesaw State that has this problem, although you're at Kennesaw State.
Mm-hmm.
And we should point out here that we have contacted Kennesaw State's administration, and they are considering our request for an interview. But, okay, National Walkout Day occurred this year. The part-time faculty council's organizing a faculty awareness day for next month. Would you go so far as to join a walkout, or do you think that would accomplish anything?
No, I don't think that would accomplish anything. The purpose of a walkout is to draw attention to the issues. We already have our administration's attention. We have their support. So I don't think a walkout would do anything. We really just want to raise awareness that we're out there doing our jobs and we're working hard for the students.
What are your solutions? I mean, obviously you're saying, okay, no college can afford to give us an office. So what are the solutions to some of the problems you've talked about?
Well, if education was receiving some more funding from the state, perhaps we could have higher pay. We'd be paid what I feel that we're worth, more than about $13 an hour, which is what I'm making. So that would be one solution. Also, one of the things Kennesaw State is doing is trying to support their part-time faculty and their teaching, making us feel like part of a community, increasing our involvement in the university community in general. And those are some of the things that I'm going to be working on over the next few months.
In your article, you talked about how the students talked about that the adjunct are really the ones that they have, not to say that the other professors aren't doing their job, but they say they have a lot of support, they feel a greater connection with, and that's why you all do this. So someone listening may say, if labor conditions are that bad, even though you love what you do, why do you continue to do it?
Well, I continue to do it because I love what I do, and I'm in a position where I can. But not everyone is in that position. I do know other part-timers who've been doing it for a while and would love to keep doing it, but they can't make a living doing it, so they're having to leave. So we're losing great professors.
Mandy McGrew is a part-time instructor at Kennesaw State University. Her article with the headline, Why Are Adjuncts Treated Like Junk, which she says was put in by Creative Loafing and not by her, appears in Creative Loafing. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll keep track of this because there are so many higher education institutions right around Metro Atlanta, and it's certainly an issue worth keeping an eye on.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.